Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're decoding the secrets of connection and intimacy. That's right. We're talking about identifying your love language. Let's get into it. Love is a universal language that connects us all, but yet sometimes in life, we often struggle to express it in a way that truly resonates with those around us. We all give and receive love in different ways. So what makes one person feel cherished and appreciated, you know, that might leave another feeling completely untouched. So this episode isn't about prescribing a right way to love or suggesting that one language is superior to another. It's about exploring the concept of love languages, the five primary ways people express and experience love, and how understanding them can actually revolutionize your relationships. We're going to get real and raw about the miscommunication and frustrations that can arise when love languages clash, and explore how to identify your own love language and the love languages of those you care about. We'll explore the five love languages in detail, discuss the common misunderstandings that can arise from not speaking the same language, and unpack practical strategies for identifying your love language and communicating it effectively to others. We'll be honest about the vulnerability and self-awareness required to understand our own needs and the needs of our loved ones, but also celebrate the immense joy and connection that comes from truly understanding, and most importantly, being understood. We give love the way we naturally understand it. Yet sometimes, despite our best intentions, our efforts go unnoticed or perhaps unappreciated. But why is this? What's the reason behind that? One of the things is, it's because love is not a one-size-fits-all. Each of us speaks and receives love in different ways, and understanding these differences is the key to building stronger, deeper, and more fulfilling relationships. Your love language is the unique way that you naturally express and receive love. So whether that's through words, actions, time, touch, or thoughtful gestures, your love language shapes how you connect with others romantically, with family, in friendship, and even in other settings. But just as important as knowing your own love language, it's also important to recognize and honor the love language of those around you. That's what makes things feel more fulfilling, when you understand how to love others as well and what their love language is. So, and there are so many ways. We're going to explore the five primary love languages, you know, such as words of affirmations, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So you'll learn how to identify your dominant love language and understand how to influence, you know, how that impacts your relationships, and discover how to better express love to those who matter the most to you. Because love is the foundation of our deepest connections, but true connection requires more than just good intentions. It requires understanding. By uncovering your love language and embracing the love languages of others, you open the door to more meaningful and harmonious relationships. So, are you ready to discover the language of your heart and transform the way you give and receive love? Let's begin. Let's get into it. So, let's take a deep dive into what are the five love languages developed by Dr. Gary Chapman. The first one is words of affirmation, expressing love through verbal compliments, praise, and encouragement. The second one is acts of service, showing love by helping others around you. Also, another love language is receiving gifts, expressing love through thoughtful presents, big or small. It's just all about, you know, that form of expressing and giving and showing love through gifts. Another one is quality time, giving undivided attention and focused interaction. And another one is physical touch, expressing love through physical affection like hugs, cuddles, and hand holding. So why are love languages so important? One of the biggest things on why understanding love languages is imperative because it improves communication. That's right. Understanding love languages helps you express love in a way that it is truly received. So that is critical. Like, it's so, like, knowing how to effectively communicate what your love language is to others, your spouse, your partners, your friends, your family, that's key. But it's also such a beautiful thing when that is, you know, understood and others understand what your love language is and they express that without you actually, you know, having to say do XYZ. I just think that's beautiful when everyone's on the same page and you're in a relationship and you guys effectively understand the love language, because a lot of the times the true clash is in when someone is together and they're in a relationship, but they don't understand that person's love language and they're just loving them based off of, I love everyone like this. This is how I show love. When it's not a one size fit all, it's not that type of thing. So you have to understand who you're with and what their love language is and what they actually need versus what you feel you should be loving them. Like, let's say if you're trying to give gifts, but that's not their love language. And, you know, you just have to kind of really know that particular person and who they are. And it also starts from, like, adolescence. Like, some people understand based off of how they're being loved as a kid, like what that looks like for them, how that shows up. So there's so many things to look into and it gets deep, but knowing that level of communication and having that and understanding how to express that, that's key. So it definitely improves communication. It enhances relationships because the relationships are stronger. When you speak your love language and, you know, you understand your loved one's love language, they feel more love, they feel more appreciated, and it just strengthens the bond. It's one thing where a person could feel and believe that they loved you with their whole heart and with all their might, but you didn't feel that. It didn't come off that way because they weren't loving you with your love language. So you have to be able to understand what your love language is so that you can convey that to others in the best of your abilities. And another thing is it also reduces conflict. That's where a lot of those miscommunications come from. Misunderstandings and hurt feelings can often be avoided when you understand how each person expresses and experiences love, because you guys can be having two different love languages and communications and there's just a big conflict and a big misunderstanding because you guys aren't on the same page. So it's so critical that if you don't know what your love language is, that you are in the process of learning that. And another thing, once you do effectively understand that, it increases intimacy. Understanding love languages allows for a deeper connection of intimacy on such a higher level. So that's critical. So how, the big question is, how to identify your love language and others? The first one is to simply reflect on what makes you feel most loved and appreciated. What gestures or actions resonate with you most deeply? So what is something that someone can do that makes you feel so vibrant, so loved, so appreciated? That's a starting place to identifying what your love language is. And be honest, be transparent, and be very authentic. Because if you think about and you just close your eyes and you just think, what can make me so happy if someone does this? What can make me feel so appreciated if someone does XYZ? And whatever that answer is, that is your love language. And consider what you naturally do for others. That helps you understand how you show love and what you think love is. So take a moment to reflect on that. How do you typically express love to others you care about? This can be a big clue to your own love language. So pay attention to what you complain about. What are some things that you constantly, I don't want to use that word, but nag about in your relationship? That's an indicator of what you feel is lacking because of something you expect from your love language that's not being, executed or understood. So if you frequently complain about the lack of something, whatever that is, you never tell me I look nice or pretty, you never help me around the house, whatever that is, I don't know what that is for you, it might indicate a need of words of affirmations or acts of service that may be your love language. If that's something you complain about, getting compliments from your significant other or getting help with house chores. So that's your love language. So just take the love language quiz. There are many online quizzes available that can help you identify your love language. And you can search, you can Google 5 love languages quiz so that you can kind of figure out and pinpoint what your love language is, because I think that's a big, imperative part of having healthy relationships is that you're being loved properly. That's I don't know about you, but I don't need to be in any relationship where I'm not loved properly. I'm big on love. I love myself a whole lot, so I expect a lot in a relationship from my spouse. So I don't know about you, but I think love languages are so key, and don't underestimate the power of understanding what your love language is, and also how you are showing up to love others and how you're, conveying that to people in your life that are special to you. So that is critical. Understanding love languages, it is a gift, and you can give yourself and your relationship. It's a really, really big gift. And it's a key to unlocking deeper connections, greater understanding, and more fulfilling expressions of love. So what is your primary love language? And what is the language of someone you care about? And what small step can you take today to speak their language and show them that you love them in a way that they would truly receive and feel it so deeply? Love is the core of our most meaningful relationships, but understand that true connection is not just about how much we love, it's about how we express it and how we receive it. And identifying your love language is more than just a discovery. It's a tool for deepening your relationships, fostering understanding, and creating stronger emotional bonds with those who matter the most. So we have explored the 5 love languages and how they shape the way we give and, most importantly, receive love. We have learned that love is not just about good intentions, but about communicating in a way that resonates with the heart of another. We have seen how relationships flourish when love is spoken in the right language, and how frustrating misunderstanding and also distance can emerge when it's not conveyed properly. So now that you have identified your love language, the journey does not end here on this podcast today. Love is an ongoing practice, a continuous effort to express and receive it in a way that will nurture your body and through so many different ways you express it. Love is not just about what we feel, it's about what we do and how we show up and how we make others feel valued, understood, and appreciated. So as you move forward, Embrace the power of your love language and the love language of those around you. And be patient, be intentional, and most importantly, be open. Have an open heart. Love is the most powerful voice we have. And when spoken in the right language, it has the ability to heal, it has the ability to strengthen, and it has the ability to transform our connections, making them more deeper and more fulfilling. And you now have that knowledge. So use that as your tool, the understandings, and most importantly, allow it to impact and resonate into your life. And if you need additional resources with understanding your love language, go online, take the quiz, look it up. It's so critical because honestly, if you've had disagreements in your relationships and you find yourself repeating the same thing over and over and over again, obviously there is a disconnect with the love language and understanding it. So the better you understand your love language, the better it is you're able to articulate that and communicate that with your loved ones so that they can love you properly, so that they can love you better. Hello. And I'm going to be super honest. If you are in a relationship and you don't know what your love language is, you're behind the ball, because you have to know what your love language, and you can't just be like, I like this person's personality, I like how they treat me. That's a starting point. But what about on those days when it's not so good and that person's conveying something totally different? You have to know for yourself what your love language is. So that is critical so that you can be loved properly, and that it just minimizes so many disappointing situations and so many like conflicts. You could kind of resolve that because you're able to articulate, this is what it is, and that other person that's loving you, they'll understand, okay, this is how I need to show up for her or him or vice versa. And you don't have to be a love expert, but it starts here with the small tool of simply identifying with what your love language is. That is a big way to improve your relationship, to have a healthy, happier, fulfilling relationship, because you're loved properly. And when you're loved properly, you can be a better person and get so much done. But also, love, you have to love yourself first. You have to show that level of self-love. And you also have to understand what love is to you and be able to fully express that on how you want to be loved, and also how you show up in the way that you love others. You now have the knowledge and the tools to fully understand your love language. So it's so imperative that you go and execute that. Go out and speak love fluently. The world is waiting for you to express your love and show your love language. There's so much power in love. Love is the most, you know, it's the most transformative force in the world, and it has the power to heal wounds, you know, bridge divides, inspire change, and give life its deepest meaning. And the foundation starts with your relationships and your love language. So understand the greatest truth about love, and that begins with how you cultivate love for yourself. The more love you share and with yourself, and the love you give to others. So practice love in your daily life through kindness, through compassion, through understanding. You invite love into your own hearts. And also understand, here's a key takeaway. Love is not always easy. It does require vulnerability, patience, and efforts. But choose love. Despite fear, despite pain, despite heartbreak that you've ever been through, you just open yourself up for something greater, something beautiful, and tap into the power of love that strengthens us, that uplifts us, and remind us of what truly matters in the heart. So carry love with you. Let it guide you in your words of affirmations, if that's your love language. Let it guide you through your actions. And also let it improve your relationships. Let it be the force that drives you towards growth, connection, and purpose. Because in the end, love is just not what we receive. It is what we give, what we create, and what we leave behind. You have the power to love deeply, to love fully, and to let love shape your life in the most beautiful ways. So choose love, and you will always find your way, no matter what. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, love is a language. Learn it, speak it, and watch your relationships flourish. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.